Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We have here in the studio Dr. Gordon Tomaselli, professor and chief of cardiology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and former national board president of the American Heart Association. In a previous Clear Path, we were talking about primary prevention, and that is, how do you prevent having a serious heart issue, cardiovascular disease, in what is really your working life, the peak of your working life, when you should be putting away and building retirement assets for the future and for a happy and fruitful and delightful retirement. Let's talk about secondary prevention. That, of course, pertains to those who have had an incident and their ability to get back on track and work toward a sound financial future. Let me hear your thoughts on the secondary prevention.
So in the unfortunate event that you do have a cardiac event, the good news is that contemporary treatment of heart disease really is quite good and can allow you to have and enjoy a retirement as long as you pay attention to risk factors that might further compromise your health and might lead to a second event that is really adhering to, as you talked about, secondary prevention measures. The easy thing about this is they're pretty much the same as primary prevention measures. Again, diet, exercise, weight, no tobacco, blood pressure, blood sugar, and blood cholesterol, and adhering to the medical regimen that you're likely to be put on by your doctors to take care of blood cholesterol and make sure that if you have some predisposition to developing a blood clot that could cause a heart attack, for example, that you take those medicines as well.
As we've noted, these issues often, these lifestyle issues, catch up to us in our 40s and 50s. Assuming a person has had a heart issue or has cardiovascular disease and that's been discovered in what is really your peak earning period in your life, what's the recovery period? When can a person expect to get back on track?
We actually treat heart disease very differently than we did a generation ago. And our expectation is that we can take care of the acute problem relatively quickly. And we'd like to get somebody back to a healthy lifestyle literally within days or a week, meaning get them back on their feet, getting them physically active, and making sure that they're adhering to all the things that we talked about in primary prevention with respect to risk. Now, there are circumstances where people have serious cardiac events where there's a consequence, and the consequence is, for example, let's say heart muscle weakness or serious irregularities of the heart rhythm that may require additional treatment. But even under those circumstances, we hope to get people back to an active lifestyle because being physically active is one of the most important things, not only for enjoying life, but for preventing more heart disease from occurring.
Okay, doctor, give it to us straight. How many of those who've had a serious cardiac event really change their lifestyle? Because that's the first thing that, you know, they're told. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. How many do it?
Many, but not most, in fact. And those are the people who are destined to have more problems going forward and likely will have another cardiac event.
Right. So the message is there's hope. This should be a warning sign. And you can get back on track, given the terrific developments in cardiac care for those both before, but also after they've had a cardiac event. But you got to take it seriously. You got to do what the doctor tells you.
And those who adhere to these lifestyle measures and take their medicines are much more likely to have a happy and healthy retirement.
Great advice, doctor. And of course, all for free. And that doesn't always happen. It's a delight to have you here on Clear Path, Dr. Gordon Tomaselli, professor and chief of cardiology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.